I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So we are here, dear listener.
Yes.
For
Watcher
indeed. We are here for the final game of the regular season. It is a wonderful life, is it not?
It is. Let's slap on a fake smile and plough through this shit one more time.
It's a fact. It's a family show. We've got Black Over the Tannoy. Do we like this song, Chris?
Oh, I love it.
There's many versions.
I think if I had a YouTube channel, I would definitely sing this. I'm really, really impressed with this song, I've got to be honest. Yeah. Even the beard to be feared with down there on the opposition is dancing along.
Yeah. Are we a fan of this song?
Yeah, I like this song, yeah.
Yeah. Would you sing it? But careful because of the copyright. Yeah, but actually, that's a good version. You're the second best singer of that song here. Isn't he just? We love that, Rob.
Yes.
But yes, as I say, we are here for Erith Town's final game of the regular season before the playoffs. And it's been a wonderful life, but it's been a long season, has it not?
Yeah, it's been a long old season, to be fair. I've lost count of how many games.
It's four.
I know this
the
is
league.
The 52nd podcast.
It is.
And we haven't podded every game of the season, so that tells you something about how many of these we've been to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Chris?
That's the price of being successful, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah. You can see why the top teams moan. You're playing 50-plus games, you've had two cups, and you're in the playoffs, you've got to play an extended two games as well. So,
do you know what else makes me feel like having a wonderful life? Louis Clark is back in the first-team squad. That is absolutely brilliant for me.
Yep, it's been a long, long old haul for the poor lad.
It's his home debut tonight, in effect, for many fans
debut,
who
absolutely.
Probably have forgotten who he is.
Yeah, exactly. Louis, as we said.
Yeah, Louis.
Yeah, there he is over there warming up. And do you know what? With all jokes aside, actually, it's nice to see him warming up actually in proper club gear and part of the group and all that kind of thing. He had a run out for the 23s the other day under Mark Petters to get a bit of fitness in. But, you know, also, this could be his audition for the playoffs, for the playoff run.
Yeah, if he does well, there's no reason why he can't be in the squad for hopefully, two games, if not just the one. But it bodes well for him to start getting a bit of fitness under his belt and hopefully next season he'll be banging him in for us all season.
Yeah, we know he listens, so personally for me, Louis is someone I've got to know quite well through the course of the season. Interviewed him early on, obviously followed him and his recovery, speaking to him privately as well, see how he's been getting on. From the podcast, but also from me personally, Louis, congratulations, mate, getting back in the squad. So, Chris, Snodland Town, the visitors. Let's be honest, it will be a massive goal swing to get us any higher up the table, but what are we expecting today?
I think a good performance. You've got someone like Louis who's looking for minutes under his belt. I think a few players that are rested the other night are going to be rearing to go. And everyone's going to be looking to try and book a place for their first playoff game, aren't they? So, you know, you would hope for a good performance, high energetic and, you know, a home win to build a bit of momentum because they were, what, six on the spin, lost the deal the other night. Let's get that back again and try and win three on the spin. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to look, normally the team... Traditionally, when it comes to championships, league ones, all this kind of stuff, teams who've come in late or make it into the playoffs or only secure their places late end up end up making it. Mr. Petters, hello.
Hello. I'm good. I'll tell you what,
he is the click of a microphone and he's here.
Yeah. Where's the camera?
Where is the camera? But I was just saying, it's normally...
I've got a face for radio, Michael.
Well, that is harsh on yourself. You lovely-faced man, you. But normally, we were just saying, Erith in fifth place. Normally, the team who sneak in or confirm their playoff late on, as Erith have done, are the ones who go with a bit of momentum, don't they?
Yeah, as you know, being Millwall being our second teams behind Erith Sound, we've done that before, being Millwall. We've done it a couple of times ourselves, so... Yeah, hopefully you get the injury free, I think, is the main thing today. Trying to get the win, but keeping a full squad for next week.
And you are actually, this calendar year, 2024, you've managed Louis Clark in a game. How did he look in the 23s?
You know what? I'm really impressed, to be fair. He had his first sort of... He played 10 minutes for us. And you could, obviously he's trained with us a couple of times and he's had, I think, 30 minutes in another game. I really rate him.
Top player, isn't he?
Top player, yeah.
Before he got injured in pre-season, he was absolutely banging him in for fun.
He's finishing, he was watching pre-season. Yeah, once he gets sharp, he gets his fitness back. Watch this space next year, mate.
He wasn't top goal scorer in the league for any reason last year, so...
Well, he was second or third top goal scorer for Rustle, yeah. And with all due respect to Rustle, they're not normally a team who are near the top of the table, are they? But... Yep, we will, as always, check in with the show if anything happens. And 1, 2, 3, up the... I'll let you do it this week, Mark, on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Up the Dockers.
Busy one here tonight, isn't it?
It is. I'm actually quite surprised, given that it's a rainy, cold night, Thursday night. But then again, you know, Thursday's the new Saturday.
Free bar.
That's true. That will always do it for you.
Yeah, but yeah, they're very big attendance for a Thursday night. And it's actually quite a nice evening. It makes a nice change that it's not pouring down with rain here.
It has been.
I mean, it's stopped now, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, so I'll be honest with you, I was quite surprised when I saw the lineup. It's not that we're not a strong squad, but there's a lot of strong first team players out there for what some are calling a bit of a dead rubber.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like you have to work on the principle that, judging by just looking at the table earlier, if Glebe only get a draw and we win, we have a better goal difference than them and we'll go above them in the table. That puts us third instead of fifth. And that would be worth having because it gives you the home advantage in the playoff.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't take these games lightly because that, you know...
Oh, that's a good ball played through by Marlow to James Dyer.
Handball!
Huge shout for handball.
Ah, how is it going again?
That reminds me of the old John Terry slide tackles from the mid-2000s where his arms...
That is the greatest handball I've seen all year.
Yeah,
it is as simple as
that is. Sorry, I was sneaking in so we can get your reaction there.
But no, that is just as blatant.
Those
as
arms are high. Those arms are very high.
But there you go. We haven't got it, so we carry on. So you're talking about the table, yes? We always say it's better to have points and be in the position.
What do points make?
Prizes.
Yeah.
And for me, we go to where? We go third tonight. If we win tonight, we go third. We put the pressure on the two teams that aren't third. So let's do it.
Yeah. Under pressure, as Queen would sing.
Queen would say.
But yeah, no, it was great to see Footscray Lions girls team here today, under nines.
Yeah,
under 10, sorry, because they're going under 11 next year. They're worried about the offside.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know that one, so yeah.
So it's nice to have them there. Lots of people and families.
That would be why all the mums and dads are here then.
That might be, but it helps fill the place out. It's absolutely packed. We've got loads of pictures with trophies and it's going swimmingly well. So good stuff so far in the first sort of 7 minutes from Erith Town, considering how tired Woody makes it at. You know, I think this is quite a fast tempo paced game. I reckon he's lying.
Who?
Woody when he says they're tired.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
Complete tosh.
Absolutely. Have you noticed now Snodden seem to have Fabio Carvalho playing at number 8?
Yes, I have noticed that so far, but I've also was impressed with the leg sleeve we said earlier on of one of their players.
The pantalon?
Yeah.
I've decided it's from now on it's called a pantalon.
Yeah, so you have sleeves for your arms, pantalons for your legs, but it's quite the art. I bet it hurt. Anyway, Snodden about to take
all the way up.
Yeah.
Which pantomime villain is he
going to be? Let's hope it don't go too far. Snodland with a corner kick now on the right hand side. The seven's about to take. From the way he's standing, it's about to swing out. Swings out nicely towards the far post. It gets headed down, but cleared off the goal line by Jack Holland. What a man. And we haven't got Mackenzie Foley in goal tonight. We have Tommy Taylor. Through ball there to Snodland on the left hand side. 16 gets it, plays it, but it's blocked well by Tom Ash there. Good stuff so far from here. Good tempo, good pace. 0-0. I can't believe it there. A double save. How that keeper saved that. It reminds me of, you know that video where there's like the goalkeeper and the ball just keeps hitting him in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit like that, wasn't it? I don't think the goalkeeper had any idea about either of those. Well, he might, maybe the first one.
I think the first one was good, but the second one, I think that was like Harry just kicked it as hard as he could and the keeper just thought, well, if I stand here, it's going to hit me.
It's going to hit me somewhere.
Brave and of him, brave keeper, but great double yeah. save.
And I bet he's got, he's had his dentures recently done because they're now probably on the floor somewhere.
Yeah, but
great double save, I have to say.
And Harry's probably thinking, how did I not score there?
Ollie Milton losing the ball in the midfield there, but oh, great recovery there by Aaron Jeffrey to play it back to Tommy Taylor.
Too much time, didn't he? It's one of them where, you know, the header's perfect, he's unchallenged, and you're like, yeah, waiting for the net to bulge, yeah. and the keeper saves it. And yeah. then the ball drops straight back to him, and just had too much time. And like,
see, Chris, you've just said something that's quite a bad comment for a family show, because I got told off recently for penetration and thrusting, but he just said there was a bulge.
Yeah, yeah.
There's what is this show
like a
become?
Bulge in the net?
No, absolutely not. Bradley Ryan there with a ball, tries to get a crossing, plays it back to Tomash. Tomash now lofts it into the penalty area, and keeper comes to say, oh, Harry Taylor with a challenge there. I don't know what the referee's going to blow for. I didn't see much of an infringement, to say the least. Now Snodland with a ball and breaking down the right hand side. The 8 has now got the ball, plays it back inside to the midfield, the 22. You saying, oh, now the 22 manages to get a nutmeg in there?
Me and Rob were just saying, though, off air, that you see a lot of teams in Skiffle play a lot of high balls, but then you look at the players and they're 6'4". Mm-hmm. This team are very small. They're technical. They've got to be because they're little lads.
They pass the ball nicely, a lot of pace. They're well drilled. They're moving the ball around really well.
From what I remember from Snodland away before my son ran on the pitch during the second half, is that Snodland do move the ball nicely and they're doing so far.
Was he streaking?
I should hope not. It remains 0-0, but it's been really entertaining and great atmosphere so far.
Can I say who wins?
As long as you don't swear, it's fine. So I'm with a young fan of Erith Town and also an under-9 player. How do we feel about the game today, young man?
It's quite good. Players are playing well. Yeah, I feel like Erith Town are going to win today.
Should have scored, really, shouldn't we? With Harry Taylor double. That's a good save by the goalkeeper. But would you have saved that?
Definitely.
Would that have knocked your teeth out?
No. As the second goalkeeper, yeah.
Third, depending on who else is there. Second. Go on, Veron.
Second, yeah. I'll just say
that. Oh, GDPR, I can't say your name, Veron.
I'll say that any day.
Yeah. What about you, Mum? Are you enjoying the game?
Very.
Yeah.
Very good, yeah.
There's not many people sat near you. Are you being abusive to other people? Because there's quite the radius.
Man.
It's either that or overpowering Aldi perfume, really, isn't it? Anyway. So, yeah. So, it's going well, though, isn't it, young man?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think the score's going to be?
Probably 2-1. I think that number 8 on the other team will score a goal. And I think James Dyer will score 2.
Yeah, let's hope so, because otherwise I'll have a lot of people from Snodland messaging me going, that little boy knows nothing about football. It remains 0-0. Who's that? Who are we going to have back for next season?
Fabio Carvalho.
Are we? Anyway, Bradley Ryan with a ball on the right, left-hand side, plays it into Dyer. It's on the turn. And it just agonisingly over the bar.
3 shots in a couple of minutes because Milo's had a couple of shots which was fizz past the bar and one there just narrowly over.
Yeah, narrowly.
Yeah.
I think the crossbar was worried.
Yeah. Couldn't get a fag paper between the ball and the bar.
Yeah, it was a bit higher over the bar, I think.
Please. We have to. Yeah. The diet's like that. I might have a chat with the diet in a minute. Anyway, Snodland with a ball on the right hand side. Quick on the break. The number 8's got the ball. He tries to drop his shoulder a few times. Gets a step over. Great recovery from Aaron Jeffrey there. Only as far as the Snodland midfielder, wins the ball, plays it back into the 7. The 7's got the ball, looks for the ball out wide. The 8 is in absolute bags of space there. Jack Holland needs to get tight. A cross comes in. It's Jack Holland in the back. They appeal for a handball, which isn't there. Now Milo's got the ball. They are breaking well, Chris.
No, I think they...
They're not a bad side, are they?
I think they... Lots of intricate little passes, triangles, and, you know, what? They're only... A lot of them are 5'5", and that, you know. They're not the biggest. They're obviously quite technical. They're quite quick, and they look to play football and knock it around. I'm quite impressed with them so far. I think they've been good.
Yeah, no, good side. Like I said, I remember...
I like the way they play football, you know.
I think the thing is with them is just a little bit of inconsistency, because the Snodlands... who we played in the league. It was the close one all, where there was a couple of red cards here and there. Then the Snodden we played back down here in the cup, I don't think either turned up or weren't particularly great. But this is a different Snodden tonight for me.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like I say, I think they've started well. Take that apart, you know, they could have had a goal which our keepers pulled off, or it was saved on the line. But then equally, as good as they've been, we've had, what, three shots in the last couple of minutes, and also Harry Taylor has had a complete one-on-one header and a double save. So we should be 1-0 up, really. So, yeah, that's football for you.
Absolutely. It remains 0-0, but very, very, very entertaining first half so far. So, Hayley, you're here with Footscray Lions girls team today. You are the media officer for the club, am I correct?
Well, I've been signed up, not that I wanted to be.
CEO of the media department, I have been told. What are we thinking of it so far? I'll wait till before you've had your burgers. I've heard they're not great, so I don't want you to say the burgers let the club down.
Well, this isn't my burger, it's one of the girls, but I'm sure she'll love it.
I'm sure we won't have food poisoning at the weekend.
I'm sure not.
Big game and everything like that. But what do we think so far? I'm going to ask you as well.
It's been a really good
Excellent. It's a great experience. They're very happy to be here. Look, they're super happy that Footscray Lion girls.
Yeah, good plug. Is this the sort of thing that you thought you'd have when you came down here for training? Being, do you know how many downloads we've had of this show?
How many?
Have a guess.
I don't know. 100? Million? 10?
17,000.
Oh my God, that's great.
17,000. And all the money goes to charity that we make from revenue.
I have to say, I didn't know what to expect when we came down here. It's been absolutely brilliant on the pitch when the girls were training beforehand to now coming to watch the team. Yeah. Brilliant evening.
He's done well, Mark Petters, hasn't he? What do we think of Mark Petters?
We love him.
Yeah, he's a top guy.
Ask his wife, Gemma.
Where is she?
She's right here.
Do you know what?
She's busy doing everything else behind the scenes.
Do you know what I just did stupidly there? Realising this is purely audio, I looked around playing dumb, realising that no one would see us do this. So we are here with Gemma, who's blushing with an audio podcast. Nice to meet you.
You are...
Oh, we scored! What did you think of the goal? Good
amazing,
great
amazing.
Finish there. Good goal. Wonderful finish.
Look,
do you know
the
what?
Girls celebrating.
Do you know what as well though, Gemma? Can I call you Gemma?
Yeah.
Bit of goal music there as well. We have it all, don't we? And it's nice how they scored the goal to take the attention away from you.
Absolutely.
Was it? Because they could see how shy you were, and they thought they'd go for it. But can I just ask, what's it like? What's the glamour like being married to the under 23 and under 18 manager?
Oh, I am very lucky. I'm a lucky woman.
Do you know what you are? Because we said earlier on he had a lovely face.
Yes.
Is it as lovely as we make out?
It is a lovely face.
Lovely face for a lovely man. Yeah, what do they say in the twits? If you're lovely on the inside, you're lovely on the outside. That must be why there's some ugly people here. 1-0 to Erith Town. Make of that what you will. I'll tell you, it's been coming to goal, Robin.
It has. And it fell to the right man, really, in the end. Good opportunity. Nice. He cut the ball out really well and took the defender on, beat him, and then took a lovely left-foot shot into the corner and left the keeper. Yeah.
Harry Taylor with another shot there. He tries to curl round and the keeper gets down well to it, but that's one of those awkward ones that bobbles a few times.
Especially on that pitch. But yeah, no, it is. But he seems to have woken up a bit since the just before the goal. And he's on top of things, Harry Taylor.
No, absolutely. It was great finish, Chris, wasn't it? Absolute rocket in the bottom corner.
Yeah, exactly. It was what I like to call a true strike. You know, laces through the ball and it just went and nestled in the bottom corner. And you knew as soon as he struck that, the keeper weren't getting it. It was just he hit it too well.
A true strike.
When I was at school, that was called a daisy cutter.
I like to call it an energetic fluff, personally. But either way, they all go in the back of the net, 1-0 to Erith Town, and it puts us in a strong position going into the weekend. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Dyer's had a shot just wide.
That is fifth shot, I think, as well, in about 5 minutes.
Someone's on a goal bonus.
I think Harry's level with him on goals now for the season, so he's not going to stand for that for much longer.
No, absolutely. 1-0.
Yeah, you're worth watching.
We're talking about great films while we're waiting for the players to commence, and they've commenced the second half. Jaws was a good shout there.
Great shout. Good film.
Yeah. Second one.
The first actual blockbuster.
Yeah. Do you know what year it came out?
75.
No, well done. I knew that. It was a quiz question. For some reason it always stuck with me. Yeah. Good. Do you know what the name of the boat was?
Uh,
one, eh? The Orca.
The Orca. It was the Orca. Yeah. There we are. Speaking of Orcas, it was a good game, wasn't it? Good first half, should I say.
Yeah, I'm trying to desperately, my brain is desperately trying to make that connection, but yeah. It was a good first half. I was talking to some of the Snoggland officials at half time, and yeah, we were saying, because they really do pass the ball around well, and
they try and play the game as silly as it sounds.
Yeah, and absolutely, that's exactly what they do. And they were saying there's a lot of their under 23s are out tonight, which is a strange call, but they look like they've all played together for quite a while, because they seem to know where everybody's going to be, and they're playing it really, really well. So if they were a little bit more what's the word I'm looking for? A little bit more in control in the final third, they'd be giving us real problems.
Do you know what I think it is? I think we said it at the Deal game a couple of days ago, and that was the difference between Deal and many other teams. I think it's they're purposeful with their passing, because they make the right runs, they break with it well, but it just seems to be that final pass lets them down, snod them for me.
Yeah, they're playing the midfield is superb. Bringing it out from the back,
they're
very quick. Getting it through to midfield really quick, but then they're just too quick to make that pass up front, and then it's too far in front of the attacker or the striker. So the keepers are clearing it up.
Yeah, Dyer with a free kick now on the edge of the box to step over, leaves it to Milo. Milo curls it
just wide. Yeah. Smidgen wide
indeed. That was probably the closest one we've had so far, and we've not been as enthusiastic. I think it's because we were sarcastic about some of the others that went high and wide. But a great free kick there by Milo. Keeper's beat, but so's the far post.
Shame. It would have been good if that had gone in.
Shame. We had a good
I think about most shots.
Yeah, good if it absolutely. Had gone in. We had a good half-time penalty shootout, didn't we, Chris?
Yep, the kids enjoyed it. You know, we had the Footscray Lions down here today, the girls' team. I think they enjoyed themselves. They've got a lot of crowd participation.
Absolutely. There's a bit of argy-bargy in the penalty area there. And Dyer gives away a bit of a soft free kick, but a free kick nevertheless. Yeah, but no, it was good to have Nair and all the other local kids. We've had good attendances down here this season, and I think, do you know what, there was a bit of me thinking with the Snoddland game we won't get that many, but fair play to the locals for coming out tonight.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we've got another three-figure attendance. You know, good support down here, and here for 1-0 up. So it's all going positive. You know, the youth section is going well, as you'll see in the programme about the pathway scheme. We've got a trial day on the 1st of June.
And, for all ages.
For all ages, yeah.
And genders.
And all genders, yes, exactly.
Is there a team for us?
Tell us how your team's doing, Mike. You know, the under-9s. How are they going this season? Because only a couple of games left now.
The under-9s are going very well. Thank you, Christopher. Good segue. We've played 9, won 8. Superb. We've only lost the one since January. How the Selkent season goes is they split it as a sort of winter and spring series. So we've played the 9, won 8. Only conceded the 7 so far. So we'll be looking for promotion back. And segue to your under 10 side.
And we've also got some under 9s down here tonight, you know, cheering on the first team, seeing what they might be in the future. And the same, you know, with the under 10s as we do them both. Are going really well, you know, 1-8 out of 9, so they're looking to try and get promoted, and both teams are going really well, not conceded many goals. I think we've conceded a couple more than you, 7 or something, but scored 44-45 goals from, 8 games, so you can't moan at that, can you? You know,
no.
The boys have done really well, and we've got 3 or 4 under 10s down here tonight, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, all good.
And one thing I will give a huge shout-out to is the under 15 side who have clinched the title in the Selkent A division. So well done, Neil, and all those who are involved. But we will let this go, because I've been talking for 4 minutes now and my jaw is tired. 1-0. So I like to be like Jim Kenny.
Not yet. If we get to the playoff finals, you'll get a whole song of it.
What will we sing?
I like to be like Jim.
Oh, yeah, Grace Kelly. Yeah, sorry, correction.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Remember, everyone, email hashtag Kenny for the playoffs, and he will sing Grace Kelly at wherever the final will be. Where do you think the final will be?
It's looking like it'll be at Faversham, won't it?
Okay, nice pitch.
Nice pitch, nice venue.
You've not even been.
I've been told.
Yep. Nice pitch.
Yeah, I've only seen pictures.
Have you not been to Faversham?
No.
You missed the famous James Dyer picking the ball out of the air.
Yes, I remember it. I remember it well. I was doing a kids' football birthday party,
which I do quite a lot of if anyone fancies any kids' birthday parties.
Good plug.
Please email info.
But yeah, no, so I could
hashtag Kenny for the Bouncy Castle.
Hey.
Bouncy Kenny.
How do you think the game's going?
I think we're playing very well. I think it's an entertaining game. I think Snodland, to their credit, are actually a very good side who I think can... maybe we're defending well, but against other teams, Snodland would be quite comfortably in front, in my opinion.
I actually agree with you. But what Joe I do like is, obviously, there's certain players who are watching today, and if you look at this 11, how good is it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How good is that?
Didn't we say similar, Rob? We actually said at the start of the game, we're not amazing in a horrible way, but obviously sometimes Adam says about the depth of the squad with injuries, especially a few months ago. But considering this is on paper what they deemed to be a dead rubber, it's a very good strong side out, but there are some good strong players sat on the bench having their isotonic beverages from the bar.
And also some good people who aren't still in their tracksuits. Obviously, also having their isotonic beverages.
Summer fruits,
yep. definitely. And
the bow of strong.
That is exactly it. So, yeah. But obviously, the season's coming to an end.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Podcast's been amazing, by the way.
Thank you very much. Can I just say that? Thank you.
I enjoy listening. Sometimes I think, oh, this is my part, and you've cut me out again. But that was because of my fruity language.
We'd get done for slander.
Yes. Yeah. And I hope I've improved.
And we don't want to be sued.
No, well, unless you pass any letters, what you're going to sue to
info@erftm.com. One final thing we will say, we said it earlier on, I had a bit of a fanboy, not going to lie. Louis Clark back in the squad.
So, it's amazing. It is fantastic that he's back. I've known Louis for a good few years now. And when we signed him, I was like, wow. Like, him and Harry Taylor up top together, that's, like, crazy. So it'll be nice. Hopefully he'll get some minutes tonight. And we'll actually see him. Well, last time we saw him was over on the back pitch in a friendly. So, but, yeah, it's amazing to see. Yes, he's just coming on now, we've just been told.
Oh, this is going to be it. I might get the tissues ready because I'm getting emotional. It remains 1-0. The moment is here. 296 days since we last saw that man in a strip in the first team kit. What a moment. Hey, he's back! Louis is back. The first game for 296 days. What a moment. Yeah, it's quite a, without trying to be too OTC, quite a moment now, wouldn't it, really? I mean, yes, you can say it's non-league football, semi-pro, whatever you want to call it, but...
Yeah, but anyone who gets an ACL and then has a year, basically, of trying to get themselves back, all the, you know, the surgery, the rehab, the physio, then you're on your
the
own.
The mental strength to do that.
And then you're on your own, you've got to get back to fitness, and you do that by yourself, because, like, no one's holding your hand doing it, so... You know, to do all that and then, you know, finally get to walk back on the pitch, you know, for a proper...
Oh, now break. Louis Clark's got the ball now, actually, on the right-hand side. Looks up, tries to beat the player, drops his shoulder onto his left foot. He's unlucky there. Good moment there. But he's recovering. Look at that. That man could barely bend his knee a few months back. Now he is sprinting all over that park. I'm delighted for him. I keep saying it. This is turning into the Louis Clark show, but I'm delighted for him. He's worked so hard, the boy.
Yep, he absolutely has. It's gratifying to see. It really is.
Yeah, he's going to listen to this and think I'm not letting that geezer anywhere near me again with a microphone. But it's it's going well. Nice. Unlucky ball there by Ollie Milton through to Harry Taylor, but. Yeah, it's lifted it a bit. I mean, it wasn't particularly flat, to be honest with you, but bringing Louis on there has actually lifted the mood a bit.
Yeah, 100%. I think it gives a little injection and, you know, we want to try and get this game done, don't we? We need that second goal and what a moment it'll be, you know, we're a bit of, a subsidiary of the Millwall podcast, you know, as we know. I remember that moment when Harris scored at Watford. It kind of feels like that, you know, coming back after a year out ACL. I know it's different circumstances, but if he could score that goal, that'd be a moment, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Absolutely. But
it cacks off if he...
Do you know what? I think we'll all get that microphone off Jim Kenny and have a sing if Louis scores. But no, we'll get back to the game. There's another 10 players out there around the 11 from Snodland. And we're containing them well. And Irif win a throw-in on the left-hand side there. Can't be too much longer to go now. Fantastic 168 people were here today. 173. 173 people in attendance today.
For what was looking at the beginning of the evening like a miserable cold, wet Thursday night, it's turned into actually quite a balmy little evening now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It remains 1-0 to Irif Town. And yeah, it's quite nice and not raining. Snodland win the ball after a little bit of a mistake at the back there, but JJ recovers superbly when we looked like we was in a little bit of trouble there, Chris.
Yeah, it was a really good ball and a good run, and I thought that he was going to get in, but Jack just recovered the situation and then mopped up by JJ at the back there as one of their players is down, so it's a little, well, two of them actually, so our keeper's down, and there's a few players down on the pitch at the moment, so there's a bit of a break.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's four, five players down. Five players down. Yeah. Unbelievable. Dropping like flies.
It's like Platoon, you know the film. Yeah. Where he goes down holding his arms up. There we are. Imagine that.
Yeah, and all that. Yeah.
Put that on at the end. But yeah, there's a few players down there.
It's Tom Ash.
It's just Tom Ash over there as well. He's not paying any attention. but a break in play now, and everyone's getting some hydration, which is always very important. So I'll leave this boy Snow.
Yeah, bit of cramp setting in there for Tommy Taylor. And the Snods are making a bunch of changes.
Absolutely.
Fabio's not going on.
No. He's had a good game so far, Fabio. 1-0. Do you know what? I'll be brutally honest with you. There. And this is the only time so far I've been really directly critical of Snodland. All he had to do was head that back across goal,
yeah,
and that's a goal. But he's gone for the far post,
the near post to him,
or near post to him, yeah, for, far post to the free kick. A free kick's lofted over towards the far post. Keeper's in absolutely no man's land. Don't know where he is. He's left the whole side of the goal empty. All he had to do was divert it back across.
They're both unmarked as well. You know, who was marking them? There was two of them unopposed going for an header. Yeah. Getting in each other's way, I mean.
And again, let's be blunt. That's poor finishing is the reason why Snodland ain't back in this.
Yep. But I've said that we've been saying, like, for most of the evening that, like, if they were better in the final third, they'd be giving us real bother because they're great everywhere else. So, yeah, it's a good job, quite frankly, as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. Not much longer to go now. I'd say about 10-15 minutes left of the game.
I thought they were just going to keep playing until Lewis scores.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be. Yeah, the fourth official has indicated 27 minutes of added time. But yeah, so not too much longer to go now. 10-15 minutes, I'd say. But apart from that one mistake, it's been all Irif.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they've had their moments, don't get me wrong. They can play the ball around well, as we've said, but we have been the stronger side of the two.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great goal kick up the pitch towards Louis Clark. Oh, I thought I went in. No, it's just hit the side netting. But I'll tell you what a moment there. That would have been, I would have dropped my phone.
I'd have dropped my kegs.
It's a family show. 1-0. Free kick played and flicked on there to Jake Lovell by Harry Taylor. Lovell on the left-hand side crosses it in. Great headers. Good crossing, to be fair.
He didn't quite lead the first round, though, did he?
Good header back. Nice long kick up by Jack Holland towards Louis Clark. Louis Clark tries to get his touch there. Do you know one thing I will say? He might not be the sharpest at the moment. He's had a long time out. My goodness, is he reading these runs well?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You can tell he's done this before.
Yeah. This isn't his first rodeo.
No, exactly. No, he's making the runs and he's getting in between the defenders and he's in the right place. He's just not got the turn and the movement. But
sounds like me when dance halls.
Yeah, you know.
He's in the right place, yeah. He's just not the right turns.
Yeah. Why I never won strictly.
Yeah, absolutely. But a couple of times Snodland have tried to get through. There's been a couple of little creaky moments, Chris, but we're dealing with it okay.
Only really from set pieces, I would say. That's the only danger they seem to have caused us so far. So I'm still hopeful. There's a goal for Louis on the cards here. Yeah. Towards the end of the game.
With a flick on there towards Seb Clark. Oh. The referee doesn't give a foul, which is right in front of the line over there. Ladic gets, I'm not going to lie, gets pushed over. Snodland now on the break. They look for a long ball through, but well read by Jack Holland, who takes way too much time when there's a player right behind him. And he's given a foul against Irif Town. Odd one, but that is the decision. 1-0. You got a bit stressed there, Rob.
Yeah, we, yet another, you know, ball into the box that we flapped at and not really, you know, not done much with, and then had to clear off the line. Miraculously cleared off the line, quite frankly. I have no idea how it did go in. So we're lucky to still be 1-0 up. Yeah. And, you know, 1-0 was a dangerous lead and all that stuff.
Yeah. Cliche Chris, that's led me to him. You were just doing a little bit of chalk here. I'm like, oh, doing a little bit of chalk here, then. I think you missed what happened there. Yeah?
I did, yes. I didn't see it, but I heard the oohs and the ohs. Oh, Louis's in here.
Oh, look, oh, ball's played, nearly played over the top to him by Harry Taylor. Defender does well to get a last-minute touch on it, but ball's played through. Keeper's come out and done well to clear it. He's done phenomenally well to clear it there, the keeper. Harry Taylor back to get into an aerial battle there. He's very end-to-end so far. Ref playing the advantage. The whistle's in his mouth. Ref plays the advantage. Now he gives the free kick. Very well played tactically by Harry Taylor there. He knows what he's doing, the boy.
He's an expert.
Yeah, Amanda comes out with a ball. 3 minutes to play. 3 minutes to play. That was a song, wasn't it?
We're going to get this ball over, are we?
Not long to go now. We are deep, deep into the 3 minutes of added time. I think I said deep a bit loud there. Even Jim Kenny turned round. You can't see the thumb up and the wink he gave back to me there. He winked like the man off the Diet Coke adverts back in the day there. Didn't you, Jim? Anyway, that's for another generation. Harry Taylor with the ball in the corner. And the ball goes out for a goal kick. We're just running down that clock now, aren't we, Gaffer?
As quickly as we can.
Absolutely. Are we going to get the end of game music ready?
Yeah, I think we'll change it this week just to especially commemorate the comeback.
The comeback kid. The comeback kid. We are. The Lino flag is down. A long ball is played over the top there, and it goes out. The Erith Town back four are asking lots of questions, but not getting the answer they want, Chris.
No. I think the bench were calling for offside. We're independent here, so no more said on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, what, we've got 2 minutes, maybe a minute left now, so some good play there getting in the corners, and I think we just want to see this game out now, and I think we're settled for the 1-0.
Yeah, absolutely. 3 points it will take us further up the table.
Third in the league,
and then there's pressure on. I mean, I know Mr. Woodward isn't a massive fan of the fact we ain't got a game Saturday, but this puts the pressure on. The points are in the bag, or they will be, if it stays like this, obviously.
There is the other coin to it. We get the extra day's rest. So yep, we've actually got the win. I know it's been hard playing Tuesday, Thursday, but let's be on the positive. We get the extra days rest now. Two days on the other team.
Get a grip! The referee gives a free kick, I'd say about 10, 15 yards out of the box. This has got to be the last bit of action here. Yeah, I was going to say this has got to be the last thing.
Dangerous.
We just need to deal with this and deal with this well. There's some people here who agree with the referee's decision.
Always.
You're right, young men. Oh, I thought you were just fans of referees and laws of the game. Oh, I've completely misread the situation, haven't I? Absolutely.
Up the snod.
I'll tell you, we played right tonight, you lot.
Yeah. Come on. Let's have a watch.
Yeah. Free kick battery taken, it's whipped in, it hits the wall, and the referee blows the whistle. The game is won.
3 points in the bag.
3 points in the bag. Lovely stuff. And that's it, as we were saying. Confirms the place in the table where we need to be. And we will check in with Adam Woodward after we get him, really. 1-0. Adam, a 1-0 win today. For some people, you know, football's life, it's a wonderful life, isn't it?
It's great, yeah, it's fantastic. But do you know what? I just said it to the YouTube channel. I'm so proud of the players. To get 80 points in a season, that usually wins your league, 2 points a game. We've managed to hit that target, which is good. And we're third at the moment. But obviously, we'll see where we are after Saturday's game. The pressure's on the others now.
Yeah, you were just saying a moment ago, you've had, four games in eight days. The boys have looked tired on their feet. That doesn't include, obviously, things like cup finals and cup runs and all that kind of thing as well. But they've put in a real shift here this season.
They have, and they're not just any old games that they've played. They've been high-pressure games, the games we've had to win. So, no, like I said, full credit to the players. They're fresh now. We're fresh. We're fresh now. We'll rest Saturday. we'll get in, we'll do a little bit of work, and obviously prepare now. We've got a little bit of a break till Tuesday's game. I think that's the longest break we've had all month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say the cliches and say who do you want to play, because ultimately we've won against some of them and we've lost against some of them as well. But you've got to be confident. 80 points, two cup wins. You've at least got to feel confident going into these playoffs.
The cup finals, aren't they now?
Yeah.
So they're just cup finals. So they're one-off games. Anyone can beat on anyone on a one-off game. So we've just got to try and do that.
Yeah, and you mentioned it to YouTube channel. It's been mentioned on social media. Louis Clark, what a journey he's had this year.
Yeah, he's had it tough. Obviously, doing his ACL in pre-season. I've had nightmares ever since. And do you know what? He's come back. He's worked extremely hard, and the credit's got to go to himself. Obviously, he's had some help from the physio. George has obviously had help from Harry Tan, who's come in, who's helped him. And he's worked really hard to get himself back. And it must be mentally horrible for him to see his teammates playing everywhere and he can't kick a ball. But yeah, it was good for him tonight.
Yeah, final thing as well. It's Thursday night, school night. Nearly 200 people here again.
Yep, really good, really good. Positive, just shows the club's on the up. And look, whatever happens from now on out, it's been a really good season to get in the playoffs and win two cups. I think anyone would bite your hand off for that.
Congratulations, mate, to you and the team.
Coming in.